Monsoon Daybreak by R.R. Rajamani. Foreword to the second edition. A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. Psalms chapter 22 verse 30. We the descendants of Royaf family, at present the children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, serve the Lord each in our own way. I have no greater joy than to hear my children walk in the faith. 3 John chapter 4. Our father's book, Monsoon Daybreak, was published 40 years ago in the year 1970 to enable people to understand how his journey towards building up of Jehovah Shammah started. The time has come for the present generation to be reminded of the days of glorious revival which the Holy Spirit brought about in the mid-20th century, when our father, his co-believers invited Brother Bhakt Singh to South India for ministry. We, the children of Brother Rajamani, are indebted to Dr. Kinnear and Sister Sally for making our father's dream come true through this powerful autobiography. We are elated that the Lord has stirred up two brothers to undertake the task of reprinting this book at the time when revival is longed for and the need is sensed greatly. We humbly pray that the Lord may speedily accomplish His divine purpose for the local and the universal church through publishing of this account of God's mighty acts. We pray that our Father's book may be great inspiration and guide to bring the present and future generations towards the sanctuary of God. By His children, Evelyn Amala, Abraham King. Foreword to the first edition. This book serves two purposes. It tells the beginnings in the southern India during World War II of a fresh movement of God which has since captured the imagination of many Christians. It tells also, with skill and good humor, the story of author's own walk with God from early years. By placing first in the context of the second, R.R. Rajamani has underlined for us an important lesson. It is this: God's new moves do not arrive unheralded, out of the blue. Rather, are they the fruit of long preparation in the lives of their participants. We easily forget that God works with foresight and a sure understanding of His servants' qualities. We underestimate, too, the costliness to them of His training for any task that is to be lastingly fruitful. Rajamani's story brings these divine principles freshly into focus. Compiling it from dictation has been sheer joy. Oh, I know it calls for some nerve to edit a tale which is already legend. Much of it known almost by heart to so many. Yet just because it is so widely known, help in assembling it has been forthcoming from all quarters. I have to thank so many associated with the events described, whose reminiscences have shed light on particular incidents. None will mind, I am sure, that their small contributions appear now woven into Rajamani's own vivid account. A few contemporary sources have helped too, to paint the historical background, while my own memory of the local color has been refreshed by a recent return to some of the story's key scenes. But the art in the telling is the author's own. Everywhere Rajamani's vigorous and triumphant character shines through, as all who know and love him will agree. I see him myself back in 1939 pounding a tambourine as he leads the singing at Aminje Karai. I hear his strong voice, worn rough with use, proclaiming the way of life as he heads a band of witnessing young men through the Madras streets. I watch him in the thronged pandal, urging his hearers to turn from sin and commit themselves to a risen and exalted Savior. I see his face shine with joy as he baptizes a convert who has stepped from heathenism to faith in Christ. And I see the same face seamed with compassion as he ministers to the sick or the bereaved. When I could escape briefly from my work in Vellore to meet him for an hour or so in Madras, he seemed always to greet me with, "Come along, brother, I am just off to conduct a funeral." But it was there that one learned to appreciate the true shepherd of the man. Above all do I remember the gratitude, the hours of prayer, often well into the night, that we as guests were sometimes privileged to share with the elders in the upstairs room at Jehovah Shammah. As with them, we sought God about some key issues, some questions of guidance or conduct or administrative decision. More than one of us might show signs of flagging. Not so Rajamani. Ramrod erect, he would kneel for as long as the situation demanded. And at the end, we would discover, as often as not, that among us all, it was to him that the Lord has graciously made known the answer to our questions. Many of us thank God for such times, and for the faithful prayer of the whole church at 19 Ritherdon Road. Rajamani and his brother Dorai Raj, Bhakt Singh and George Rajaratnam, not to mention the countless other men and women, most of them unnamed, whose also the story is, are among our most dearly loved friends in the family of God. We share their prayerful concern and join with them in their faith for the future of this India-wide and still growing work. In the two appendixes, I have collected what is known of two of the author's ancestors, each of whom has a special place in the history of Christian witness in Tamil Nadu. Angus I. Kinnear, London, 1970. Preface. I have told this tale under a strong impulse to preserve and make known the history of Lord's gracious acts among us in recent years. In doing so, it has seemed fitting that I should extend the story to tell also of his boundless mercy to me throughout my own life. I pray that by giving it this personal note, I shall only increase the glory that I would bring to him. I have told it is in stages as he has helped me. Some of it in our recent Thanksgiving meetings, much more in personal conversations with one another. Several of the documents quoted I have preserved over the years, tattered but still legible, feeling that God might one day have a use for them. That day, I believe, has come. Friends, too many to name, have added value to the story by refreshing my memory or coming forward with facts I have overlooked. I am specially grateful to two of these whose assistance and close fellowship have made this book possible. One is Miss Tally, who has taken down much of my dictation at a time when I was almost blind with cataract. The other is Dr. Angus Kinnear, who has done a great deal of background research, checking the facts and arranging the material, and who has then given his own literary finish to the whole. I have sought above all to be faithful to God in what I have said. I sincerely trust that I may not, through lack of grace in saying it, inadvertently grieve or injure any of my readers. It is for God's word alone that I contended, and not to justify any man. For he gave me as my motto for life, Isaiah chapter 66 verse 2. To this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at my word. I have asked that on my grave shall be written, here lies the body of a man who trembled at the word of God. R.R. Rajamani, Jehovah Shammah, Madras, 1970.